topic I think Mr. Weichelt had recommended talking about letters. We spoke about packages the other day. I don't see him here, but he requested talking about letters. Before doing so, I want to just follow from last night's conversation about returns. So Joe Mel had emailed me that sometimes the representative who is telling you could return the or keep the item, rather, they without a refund, apparently it's very hard to track. The company can't track it. There's no refund related to it. It's hard to document that. So sometimes they might just tell you keep it, and no one will know the difference. So that becomes an issue if it's a Jewish company. If it's not a Jewish company, the Goyim, so it's tell us, Akum, we say it's permitted, and since you did your best and they're not willing to help you out, I don't think you have to go any further. If it's a Jewish company and the representative isn't willing to help you out, you probably have to take a couple more steps to see what you could do to return the merchandise back. On top of that as well, sometimes they'll tell you, Joel pointed this out, sometimes they'll tell you that, you know what, you could return it, but we're not giving you the sticker, the return sticker. You do it on your own, pay out of pocket the delivery. In that case, I don't think you have to take a loss to be machmir for a toas akum. And even if it's a Jewish-owned company, if they're not willing to send you a label, so I also don't think you have to pay out of pocket to return something that they don't want to keep. If they don't want to get it back, that's up to them. You offered, and there's only so far you have to go. Fine, that's for this topic. Let's move on now to mail on Shabbos. So the few questions that come up with regards to mail is as follows. Number one, as we discussed the other day, we'll just mention it briefly, about taking the mail directly from the hand of the mailman. That's one issue. Issue number two is whether it's muksa. Issue number three is opening it up. And issue number four is whether you could read it. So let's go through each of these pieces. We discussed a couple of days ago, I'll just mention it briefly, accepting the mail from the mailman's hand. What's the concern with that? So Mishnah Berurah says that one should not do this because we said that when it comes to melacha of hotzah, there's two steps. There's akira and rishis rabim, and there's hanacha in rishis hayachid. Now, if you are accepting the mail while standing inside your house, let's say, so you are now doing the hanacha, the half the melacha. The mailman did the akira, you're doing the hanacha. And although you have not violated isser deraisa, you need to do both to get the isser midraisa, there is still an isser midrabanon in partaking in such a melacha. So the Taz says, that doesn't make any sense nowadays because nowadays there's no rishis harabim. It's all a karmelis, so hanacha, just a hanacha on the karmelis is not an iser midrabanim. But the Mishnah Berurah responds back and says, no, there are still a rishis harabim midraisa bizman hazeh, perhaps limited, but they still do exist. And therefore, best practice is not to take the mail from the mailman's hand, let him put it down or put it in the mailbox. That's piece number one. Number two is, we're going to go a little bit out of order of how, we're going to leave muksa for the last. But let's say the next step, opening up. Can you open up the mail? So the Mishnah Berurah says you can't open up mail because it's a violation of Korea. So what should you do? You could tell the goy to open up the mail for you if there's a need to see what's inside. We'll see what the need might be. But that's because it's a shvus. Amir la'akum is aser. I can't tell a goy to do melacha for me. But if it's a melacha that's only a midrabanan, Korea. Korea, shelo amnas litvor, tearing something without the ability to resew it back together is only an iser midrabanan. It's also destructive, so therefore shvus to shvus, an amir la'akum, or an iser midrabanan, b'makom mitzvah, b'makom tzarech, you'd be allowed to. So if there's a certain need to open up the envelope to read it, so then you can tell it going to open up, but you yourself cannot open it up. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands it. But Rav Shlomo Zalman has quoted in the Shmir Shabbos things that even you yourself, even a Jew, can open it up in a destructive way. You're allowed to open it up. That's for another topic. Why? But we don't assume that way. If you have to open up the mail, really best to ask a goy to open it up.
Can you steam it open?
No, that'd be also, I imagine it would be a problem as well, but I have to think about that, I guess, a little bit. Number three, what about reading the mail? Can you read the mail? So reading the mail is a problem of what's called shtare hedyota. Shtare hedyota is probably a good topic for a different night, about reading secular topics on Shabbos, things related to the newspaper, sports, just novels. Is that allowed? Reading lists of things, menus, guest lists, that's a topic called shtare hedyota. And you're not allowed to read things that are not related to Shabbos or mitzvah or Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Shin Zayim, he says, Likros bi'igeres hashluchalo. To read a letter that was sent to you, im ein yodeh ma kasuba, if you don't know what's written inside, it's mutter. You're allowed to, but he says, lo yikra befiv, don't read out loud, ela ya'ayinba, just scan it, but don't read it out loud. Why is that? So what's the concern? So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though normally you can't read secular things, you can't read bills on Shabbos, if you know it's a bill, you certainly can't read it. But perhaps, he says, the Mishnah Berurah, Shema Yesh Ba Davar Shutzarech HaGuf. Maybe there's something very important information, like to go leave town. The enemies are coming. It's something safety related, something very important. You have to read it. And it's not similar to Shtari Hedyotos, says the Mishnah Berurah. But since some think that letters are Shtari Hedyotos, maybe don't read it, just scan it. Looking at Shtari Hedyotos might be fine, but don't read it out loud. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's okay to read letters because you never know what's inside. But if you know what's inside, if you know it's a bill, then certainly you should not be reading it on Shabbos. It would be a violation of Shtari Hedyotos. Rav Moshe says, Bizman Hazeh, where we have phones, we have emails, text messages, no one's going to send an important piece of mail nowadays that you need to know. If they want to tell you something, they'll call you before Shabbos. If you got a piece of mail on Shabbos, it was sent a few days ago, they would have called you. And therefore, Moshe obliterates the heter of reading letters, Bizman Hazeh, entirely. So while Rav Moshe thinks you can't read letters, Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that you still can read letters because there might still be something that's important in the letter. So that's subject to a machlokas. But it seems that the most favor the Rav Moshe that you should not read letters because if it was important, someone would have called you. So now that leads to the fourth and final topic, are letters, is mail muksa? So would it be muksa or not? So the different opinions go as follows. Number one is, why would it be muksa? It comes from outside the tchum, possibly. It's a shtari hedyotos, there's no purpose for it. So with regards to tchum, if it comes outside the tchum, so the Mishnah Berurah already says that's not a problem of the tchum. We discussed this a couple days ago. Why it's not a problem of tchum? Because you don't know who the mailman is. You're not going to ask him to deliver for you. That's one reason. And number two is you're not really getting hana from it. Reading something is not called hana, says the Mishnah Berurah. If he brought me a fruit, so I eat a fruit, that's hana. Reading something is not really called hana. So for those two reasons, receiving mail from outside the tchum is not tchum, again, because you don't really know the mailman in such a way where you're going to say, okay, do it for me next time. And secondly, reading is not really hanah. So it's not muksa with respect to tchum, but it is muksa perhaps because you can't read what's inside. There is no function for it. Since Rav Moshe says there's nothing important coming in the mail that you have to read, therefore it becomes muksa. So Rav Moshe thinks it's muksa, Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks no. Since the subject matter might be very important for you to read, so Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that letters are not muksa on Shabbos. I'll add one other reason, where the Mishnah Berurah says another reason why it won't be muksa, because you could use mail, an envelope, as a bookmark. So there's a certain function for it as well. So in the end of the day, there's a machlokas poskim, whether it's muksa or not muksa. What the most poskim conclude is, best not to move mail, best to leave it as is, and if you really need something, then there's a heter. So again, go through the steps. When the mailman comes, ask him to put it on the floor or to put it in the mailbox. You shouldn't accept it from him, number one. Number two is best not to handle the mail at all. It's going to be muksa, which case it would mean don't have anyone open it up, and nor should you have it read or read it on Shabbos either. Okay, we'll stop here. In Mitzvah Hashem, next week, David Simai had requested a very good topic. Let's change a little bit topics now. We discussed a few days of packages and deliveries. He asked about a very relevant question that comes up. The minyanim nowadays are very small, 10, 11, 12, 13 people. You have a few guys who daven a little bit longer than others. How many guys do you have to wait for before beginning Chazaras HaShatz? Is it 6? Is it 9? Is it 10? Is it everyone? So let's discuss that in Mir Tashem on Monday. Everyone have a good night and a good Shabbos. Yes, Moshe Harry, you have a question.
Yeah, so regarding Rav Moshe's